Don't prostrate, but just sit down. Now begin meditation by reflecting upon the state of the world, human society, animals, hungry ghosts, all the realms of rebirth, beings desperately seeking happiness and freedom from suffering, but in the darkness of ignorance, only creating the cause for the opposite. In our so-called enlightened society of today, from the highest leaders down to the simplest of human beings, they're all suffering from the same illness, the mistaken conception of an inherently existing I, from which arises attachment, desire, aversion and hatred, and their subsequent suffering results. Then generate refuge in three jewels by thinking that the Buddha has recognized the mistake, and through that recognition has shown the solution to ignorance. The wisdom realizing emptiness of inherent existence, which he taught at different levels according to the different capacities of his listeners. Countless followers have achieved realizations, liberation and enlightenment in dependence upon his teachings, proving their validity. So bring to the surface of your mind the attitude of refuge, of acknowledging and understanding that there is a safe direction that you can follow in life that will actually bring an end to suffering and its causes, and the determination to follow that direction. In particular, by meditating now on the ultimate view of Buddha as explained by the Majjhimika Prasangika school. Not just for your own benefit, but in order to become of real help to others. Think I must achieve my full potential of Buddhahood for their sake. Then begin by making your mind very clear and focused, by concentrating all your attention upon the coming and going of your breath. Now imagine the form of a generic human being in the space in front of you, standing, male or female, young or old as you wish. The body of that human, as it appears to you, is a manifest phenomenon. You're able to directly perceive it with your eye consciousness. And it is commonly renowned to be known as a body. You place the label body upon that figure in front. Within what we call body, there is no actual body to be found. That body is merely imputed upon something suitable, commonly renowned to be known as body. And you can add the description human body, because what appears is commonly accepted to be a human body and not a dog or cat or a horse body. But there is no inherent humanity or humanness within that body. Again, that is a mere label. But the human body is not a mere conception. It is an existing manifest phenomenon. Merely imputed upon that which is suitable to be called human body. The merely labeled human body shares the qualities of the basis of imputation. If the body is male, then it's a male human body. If the body is female, it's a merely labeled female human body. If it's young, it's a merely labeled young human body. All of the qualities, the basis of imputation, are shared with the existing phenomenon, merely imputed human body. The mind of that generic human in front is not a manifest phenomenon for you. It's a hidden phenomenon that can be known through inference. Through a smile on the face, you can infer happiness in the mind, or a frown, sadness or anger, and so on, can be known by inference. The hidden phenomena. within the mind, there's no inherent existing sadness or happiness or pride or anger and so on. Those qualities are merely imputed upon the signs of their manifestation in the mind of that human. Then think that there is a person associated with that human body and mind who sleeps, wakes, eats, creates karma, bears karmic imprints, experiences the results of karma. Dies and is reborn again somewhere else. An ongoing person. Now give a name to that person, any name you choose. The name is a mere label given to the phenomenon, the person who creates karma, experiences karmic results and so on. But the name is a mere label. Even though it's a mere label, that is the person. That merely labeled person shares the qualities of the body and mind. The mind is happy, the merely labeled person is happy. Mind is sad, merely labeled person is sad. The body and mind experience death. The merely labeled person dies. The continuum of body and mind experience rebirth. A merely labeled person is reborn. As the mental consciousness bears the karmic imprints, the merely labeled person bears the karmic imprints. Karmic imprints themselves are mere imputations. There's nothing findable on the mind which can be held up to be a karmic imprint. The mind itself is merely labeled by conception. There's nothing to hold up. Be the mind existing in its own right. So focusing upon the image of the person in front of you, let your mind analyze the reality of existence of that person. Let your mind go from the extreme of conventional appearance to the other extreme of emptiness, of inherent existence, of that which appears. And gain familiarity with the wisdom, understanding how a merely imputed person is a functional phenomenon that exists but cannot be found anywhere. By thorough analysis, especially concentrate on your own sense of me, of your own self. And gain clear awareness of how it exists and functions as a merely imputed person. Dependence upon the body and mind, but existing nowhere within the body and mind. then think that all of the pleasures and all of the sorrows, the unhappiness that you've experienced in life, have been mistakenly conceived to being experienced by a true, real me existing vaguely within the body and mind and independent of the name, the label, an entity, a me in my own right. That is the fundamental mistake of your existence. You are empty of existing in that concrete manner. You are merely labeled. If you've experienced just a taste of emptiness, the freedom brought about by that understanding, then generate the determination to lead all others to experience the same freedom and the ultimate attainment, the liberation and enlightenment. By yourself alone. You won't leave it to the past Buddhas, the present teachers, but you yourself will become the supreme guide of all sentient beings throughout the universe. Dedicate the energy of this meditation to achieving that result. Have no doubt. Unwavering determination. Become a Buddha as quickly as possible. Your entire mind should be in that aspect at all times. Now you can relax and stop the meditation. Now enjoy a cup of blissful ambrosia for the benefit of all sentient beings.